The McElroy brothers are not experts, and their advice should never be followed. Travis insists he's a sexpert, but if there's a degree on his wall, I haven't seen it. Also, this show isn't for kids, which I mention only so the babies out there will know how cool they are for listening. What's up, you cool baby?
One, two, three, four.
It's the start of something beautiful. A small acquaintance has blossomed. It's ripened into a precious friendship. I could have never seen what was coming for me. Hangs at the skate park, hangs by the beach. My life, it feels like.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to My Brother, and Me, an advice show for the modern era. I'm your oldest brother, Justin McElroy.
I'm your middlest brother, Travis Big Dog, whoof, McElroy.
Hey, and I'm Griffin McElroy, the smallest one of the bunch.
Broadway's back!
Is it? Anyway,
yeah, Broadway's back. I heard it last night on the Tony Awards. Broadway is back, and me, I was so excited to see all the hits of Broadway.
Yeah.
Were out last night for the Tony Awards. Kind of a weird one.
Oh.
This Tony Awards. Do you guys know the story with these Tonys?
There are awards for Broadway shows.
I heard this year, actually, they only gave them out to people named Tony, which I thought was cool.
Any variety of spelling, though, Griffin, was fine. Tony, or Tony.
Any one of them.
The Tony Awards, I know what you're wondering. The Tony Awards were on last night. What were they honoring exactly? Because
they didn't do any plays or shows.
From the ongoing unpleasantness, I don't know if you knew about this, but there. So they didn't do Broadway.
You guys heard about this one?
You heard about this?
There's a global pandemic.
You heard about this? Have you guys noticed how you haven't been outside in a while?
So, They did the Tonys for the shows that were doing it.
Yeah, sure.
But didn't get a chance to, compete for Tonys.
Wait.
Right.
So basically.
You mean this is for shows that were like on Broadway 2 years ago?
Exactly. But like after the last, you don't understand what I'm saying?
Kind of.
So like it's just Moulin Rouge.
Okay.
Jack a Little Pill.
Yeah.
And Tina, the Tina Turner.
Those are the only ones. Then,
so every award nominees are like, well, for Best Musical, it's Moulin Rouge, Jagged Little Pill, and the Tina Turner musical.
Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
Justin, I am kicking myself up and down that Great White Way because
this was your chance to get a Tony.
This is what I'm saying. If I had known, I would have opened a show in February 2020. You know what I mean? Like I would have spent every last dime I had to finally make my little dream come true. I would have done a one man show. But like apparently that would have been enough, right? Like.
And I finally could have put on my script I wrote back in 2009 of Mr. Magorium's Wonder Emporium as a musical.
You could have mounted it.
I could have mounted it for sure.
I could have done my musical, Oklahoma 2, to Oklahoma. It wasn't good. It wasn't even done. It only had two songs in it. But I could have. Poor Judd's Alive Again was one of them.
Yeah.
It's about a zombie Judd comes back. And look at that. It's another story with a fringe on top.
Oklahoma to the wind is back again, you know.
Yeah. This one was about how the farmer and the cattleman should be lovers.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that.
In this one. It's huge.
So it's nice. Even the shows that weren't necessarily like in competition with those other ones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like if you did a different one, like David Byrne did American Utopia.
Uh-huh.
And they're like, we got a Tony for you.
Yeah, sure.
Come on up. Cool. Thank you for doing your show.
That's awesome.
Here's a Tony for you.
I remember I saw a clip of it where they just stood on stage. I think it was Lynn just stood on stage and started yelling out like, did anyone else do any shows?
No, last year, Lynn did his show, Freestyle Love Supreme, with some of his friends, and they made it up every night.
What?
That's you're fucking kidding me.
They made it up every night.
Well, we could do that.
And it's kind of like, write it down.
Right. Yeah, like, for sure.
Come up with show before we get there, because like, I do that.
Yeah.
Like, come up with show, and it's like, not.
Well, you know, I was actually talking, I was talking to Christopher Jackson about it, and he told me that every night.
He said, Zooka Zama Zoom, Zoom Zoom.
Yeah, and he nailed it, except that wasn't the song he sang. And, you know.
Geek Test, I got you. You fell right into my trap. Griffin, drop that Chris Jackson heat on me.
Shuja Ponda, that's what Shuja do.
Every night before they go on stage, they go like, okay, let's make sure to write this one down, right? Because, and then they come off stage and they're like, oh, that was a great one. All right, Utkarsh. And Utkarsh is like, I thought you were writing it down, Chris. And Chris is like, shit, I thought you were writing it down, Lynn. And they like all forget to write it down every night.
For like 100 years.
Yeah, for like a really long show. And I also know that there's other people in Freestyle Love Supreme and I don't know their names and I'm a terrible person.
I want to say something else.
Yeah.
If I could say something else.
All right, say it.
We did duets. There was famous duets coming back. They open with, they're like, history-making duets. Who do we have? And in my head, I'm sitting there like, my arms crossed like, there's no joy in the world. There's no way they got Adina and Kristen
to do for good.
No way.
There's no way.
The music swells and he's like, I gotta. And Leslie, my friend Leslie Odom Jr. is like, we got a wicked performance. And then they're both doing it.
Fuck, man. That's so good.
Because that's but the name
that
of the show.
That wasn't it, guys. That wasn't it. You would think. Certainly.
Yeah.
You would think that's the end of the Tony
closer.
Awards.
That's the closer.
That's your closer. But then who's that? Oh my God. It's Anthony Rapp.
No.
And what? Adam Pascal.
Get out.
You're living in America.
Stop it. No, you're not.
Get out of the town. They're both in tuxedos talking about the bohemian life.
The irony was palpable.
Someone sent for help. This man. This husky boy, he's been killed. Who did it? Anthony Rapp and Adam Pascal reuniting. And then like the audience, several people had died at that point.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and the rest of them are getting up to leave because there's no
people
way.
People are like getting up to leave. They're like, scoop the popcorn in. There's no way there's any more show. Is that Brian Stokes Mitchell?
No.
And Audra McDonald singing Wheels of a Dream?
Get the fuck out. Are you fucking kidding me?
Stop it.
Jesus!
We're back, baby!
Nature's healing! Holy shit!
Look up at the sky. Those glowing red cracks in the sky that have been forming for about 5 years now. They're patching up. They're closing up the wounds.
Oh. And guys, you would think that was the end of
There's
it.
There's no right? fucking way.
No, guys. And then Lynn had to come out with a rap he made up about the Tonys. My poor friend, come with me. You don't have to follow Bryce Stokes.
No, Lynn.
I'll see Wheels of a Dream.
With this song,
they wrote down their songs.
They came up with their songs a long time ago.
Some of them didn't even do it. Of course, Anthony Rapp and Adam Pascal wrote all of Rent. But
Oh, God. But I will say this.
Yeah.
Flip it. Lynn had Wayne Brady on his team.
Yeah.
So it's like,
God.
Yeah, he's bringing out the big guns. Chris Jackson and Wayne Brady and a cast of thousands.
Really?
Didn't get an invite on that one, but like they did make up a rap about it, which is very like making things up.
I'm so embarrassed. Yeah. We actually got an invite and I forgot to tell you guys.
Yeah.
Lynn actually did send us a golden ticket. to be on his team for the Tonys, and yeah. I forgot to pass it on, and that one's on me.
Yeah.
I'm really, really sorry about that. Anyway, it was very special, and it's like, there is one little thing I wanted to kind of do. So everybody had to be vaccinated. I'm loving that.
Yeah.
Everyone in the audience is masked, right? And I'm like,
even the Phantom?
Very good, Travis. They're the audience from Sleep No More. But anyway, everyone is masked, and I'm loving that.
Yeah.
And there's no musical performances in the first 2 hours, which are streaming exclusively on Paramount Plus. Yeah, I watched them. Gotta see who gets that scenic design award.
Yeah, of course.
So they did that part. I'm like, well, I get it. I mean, you had to do a scale back thing, but you know, safety. And then at 9 o'clock, CBS picks up the feed, right?
Yeah.
And apparently they had saved all the performances for that double block. And I feel like I don't think it's fair if I'm elderly actor wearing my mask and the entire cast of Moulin Rouge gets to do one giant dry hump on stage. Literally hundreds of people just dry humping the chairs, dry humping each other.
Okay, so it wasn't just an
unmasked dry hump.
It wasn't one dry hump, because when you say that, it makes it sound like it was like a huge punctuation at the end, like a slow pull back.
Like a hive hump, if you can imagine this. They're just all dry humping.
Hive mind dry hump. Got it.
Yes. 2020's best musical, Moulin Rouge. Ugh. Congratulations.
Congratulations. It sounds like everyone had a good time.
Hey, listen, can I say, everyone seemed very relieved to not be in their house.
Yeah, sure.
I think that seemed accurate. It's at the Winter Garden, too. God, what a beauty. What a joy to see that back up and running again.
Nature's healing the cracks in the sky. Nature's
Winter Garden Theater.
Things were fucked up for a while.
Really?
Yeah, but it's all better now.
Everything's fine now.
That's what Leslie said.
Leslie said.
Leslie said everything's fine now. No, he didn't say that, but he did say Broadway's back, which it is.
Yep.
Yeah.
How can anything be wrong if Broadway is right?
Look at Adam and Pascal up there doing his thing. He sounds great, by the way. Everyone sounded great.
Yeah, I'm sure.
What a great evening. Oh, boy.
They've been honing their craft, I think, while they've been kicking it at home.
That's the thing, right? If you haven't been learning at least 3 new skills by the end of it, of the COVID.
What are we doing?
Yeah, right.
What are we even doing? So this is an advice show, not just a bunch of guys getting excited about the Tony Awards, because like, it was an exciting night.
Yeah, it sounds like it. Back.
Yeah, absolutely.
Lynn did a great job, by the way.
Of course he did.
If
there's one thing everyone knows about Lynn,
right,
he can turn it on.
Yeah, turn it on. Especially, it seems like the procrastination.
It like gets really the better.
Yeah. If there's two things everyone knows about Lynn, one, he can turn it on. Two, he waits till the last minute on fucking
every single time.
Do you know Freestyle Love Supreme? They're making it up every night.
What?
Come on.
You're kidding me.
Every night. Sometimes I actually saw on the show, and there were times where they asked the audience to do work for them.
That's fucking, you come up with an idea.
Right.
That's wild.
Come on.
Right? It's like, I paid to see you guys. You didn't pay to see me. Why should I give you a profession?
I think it's so lazy to rely on your audience. So here's our first question. Oh. I work as a cashier at a store where we sell scented products.
Excellent.
Sometimes when a customer brings one of those items up, I like to take a sniff of it before I scan it.
Good.
However, when I brought this up with a friend, she said she thought that was weird. Yes. Yes. Should I stop? How unintentionally uncomfortable have I made people? That's from a Wicked Whiff of the West.
That's very good.
I am defying convention. An essential part of information has been lost here, and that is if you are in a scenario where you are masked in this venue and you're having to like do the little sneaky pull down to get a little whiff.
A little sneaky whiff.
Now, here's what I will say. There is a part of me that I can see this, like if you take a whiff and do, because there's nothing I love more than the feeling of like when you order something off a menu or you go to buy something and the person says, oh, that's the best or that's my favorite. And you feel like, oh, I won. I nailed. I picked the best thing, right? Whether it's true or not. And so if you're like, oh, this is my favorite one in the whole store. I could see that adding to the customer experience.
Right.
But it also depends on how deep you're huffing, right? Because if you're like, oh, a candle, you're like, oh, I love this one. But if you're like, then it's like, oh, no.
I think when it
is your huff.
Yeah, we can probably. How deep is your huff? How deep? Okay, stop. This is a very musical episode.
I want to get a Tony. Apparently, they're just handing them out.
I mean, you could be checking for duds, right?
Oh, yeah.
Like, wait, what's
this
thing?
This stuff's baguette, but this, no, this is a croissant. Get another one.
Wait, Trav, when they say scented products, do you think they mean baked goods?
No, it's a candle. You don't have, I have a French baguette candle. It's fucking incredible.
You have a bread candle?
Yeah, dude, it smells like bread, and it's amazing.
What a tease.
Yeah,
I would be so frustrated.
Well, I also do bake bread, though, so sometimes it's just to waft them in.
Just keeping your family guessing.
Yeah.
Keep them on.
Or is that candle? Is that bread? We'll take a bite of it and find out.
I'm just saying, there's no way that these people that are making these candles are able to quality control it so much that a dud doesn't sneak in there from time to time.
Yeah.
That there isn't just one stinker that sneaks into the batch from time to time.
My other question, though. If you work in a place that's so jam-packed full of scents,
yeah,
are you still getting much out of the experience? Because you would think after a while, maybe at the beginning of a shift, put by 4 or 5 hours in, you must be overloaded with that stank, right?
Yeah. It all just
it's tough when you go into one of those places, like the scent. It's just like not, like it's like that. You think about it, right? Though you get a candle to smell something different,
yeah,
right? Like to smell like a different smell, right?
That's so true.
So if you combine all the candles in the shop, they're all just like different smells that you're not smelling then. So if you are outside the shop and that's like the world, like
yeah,
then you go inside the shop and what you're basically getting is the antiscent, you know, like the anti,
oh interesting,
like the opposite, the polar opposite scent from you would get on Earth.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
You're smelling the opposite. It's all the different smells that you're not smelling combined into one smell that is the opposite or the anti-scent of Earth.
I am 1,000,000% sure we've talked about anti-stink before.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
Hey, Griffin, at this point, we're like almost 600 episodes in.
It's all greatest
we've
hits.
We've talked about everything, dude.
No, I know, hits. But are we cutting edge scientists out, because I'm not hearing anybody else talk about anti-scent, the stink that reverses the opposite stink.
The cancel stink.
Cancels
yeah.
It. Well,
there's Nutri-Air and like things like Febreze, right?
That's what No. We've talked about that too, because that replaces, that gives you like, now it smells like lavender. I want to completely zero out.
Right.
I want, you know, like you go into a padded room and it's like so quiet because they put like the, you know, acoustic stuff everywhere and like there's nowhere for sound to bounce off. I want that for smell, but we have definitely
talked about
that.
What would the opposite, my bim baby? Because I feel like this raises, like, so at this point, then we've talked about everything there is.
Yes, correct.
Yeah.
If we're making an opposite of this show, is it like heavily researched alternate reality game, murder mystery?
Okay.
Every week there's new clues.
Yeah.
This actually sounds badass and like something I like.
Yeah. But like hard. I think that is the lodestone there is like, or your guiding star is like, if it's hard, that's the opposite of what we do in our show.
I think that the opposite of what we do on our show, if there was an opposite, my brother and me, it would be like coming up with non-silly, very serious ideas that could change the world for the better. And then that would then funnel through a pipeline to our show, and we would just ruin them by talking about, like, oh, that rhymes with fart or whatever.
The opposite of our show is, like, TED Talk.
Yeah.
Not, it's, like, short and to the point.
Yeah.
Helpful. Smart.
Doesn't ramble. Stays on topic.
Right. Absolutely. Like, visual aids.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like, I mean, the TED Talk is, like, the opposite.
It'd be like if Joe Rogan was, like, wicked smart instead. Because, like, we're also dumb, like, in a different
way. Yeah, but we're dumb in a non-threatening sense.
But he doesn't write it. This is what I'm saying. It would need to be scripted. Yeah, it would need to be scripted. If it's going to be the opposite of our show,
it would be scripted, well-rehearsed.
Diverse.
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
I mean, it's hard to get less diverse.
Right, yeah.
we share DNA. Genetics.
We're like a printing error away from each other.
you got to clean your nozzle heads on this one.
Hey, can I approach the Wizard's Throne humbly?
Yeah, please.
And see what he has for us today. This one's awesome, please. And this one's good for particularly the three of us.
Oh, God, okay.
Because this is something that, well, maybe we don't have to worry about quite so much these days during the unpleasantness, but it is important for us to, I think, know how to sign a cool signature. And thank you to Tori for sending this in.
I have wondered this before.
Yeah, I mean, there's a few steps here, and there's some interesting, like, things I hadn't even considered. I think... ballpark, I've probably signed my name a few, like 20,000 times. I've signed my name a lot, in my life. And I've never, for instance, analyzed my signature, except to say, oh, you've analyzed your signature?
Oh, yeah, baby. There was this isn't a joke, maybe 14 or 15 years old. I was like, time to turn my signature into an autograph. And I just handcrafted a very specific signing mechanism.
Awesome. So, like, what's that mean for people who want to, like, forge checks of you?
Well, I'm not going to tell them that, but mostly I just removed a lot of letters.
That's an important step, and that is a part of this. It's think about which parts of your name you want to include, which I've seen your signature. For Travis, it's wiggle, 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 and then that's it.
No, I usually get the S on the end there, too, so it's
Yeah, that's usually about as far as we get. A lot of people don't know what an uppercase cursive G looks like, so
That's a weird. The General Mills is what I usually turn to.
And that's also what I do every time I sign my name. I think about that great brand and how they do their G, but it turns me into a sort of international man of mystery. A Justin signature, you know what that is because everybody knows that J. It's friendly. It looks like a fun little shoe that somebody
tied
up.
Can you guys imagine if your name was like Zeke and you had to sign that in cursive every time? Every time you put pen to paper and think, how do I start this bad boy? Every time! What's that Z even look like?
If it was Z, E, uppercase Q, E, Zeke.
Get out.
That's a maze. You've drawn a children's maze.
Yeah, no. Oh, no, thank you.
This cursive, I just Google search cursive Z, and there's like 10 different ones.
No one knows. It's because by the time they got to that letter in the alphabet, everybody was like, I'm so tired of coming up with squiggly, beautiful letters. Just have fun with it. Whenever you do it, just have fun with
imagine
it.
Imagine being... like in Britain, and you got to write Z-E-D anytime you want to put a Z.
And that's crazy because then it's like, who's Zadik? And it's
that's
actually a very cool name. Draw inspiration from other signatures. Look at the signatures of other famous people and consider anybody you want to. Well, no, I mean, I'm not going to start signing posters Walt Disney.
Why not? If you just said, like, well, that's just what my signature looks like, it says Griffin, but when I write it, it looks like Walt Disney.
Yeah, there's some other examples here. John Hancock, obviously, iconic. It probably took that dude 12 minutes to do this. Like, there's so much calligraphy happening here, and there's like a little, what is almost certain, like a Mason, like signature, like little emblem at the bottom. I'll tell you who fucks me up is Kurt Vonnegut. He draws like a face next to his with like hair and like a squiggly mustache, and it's like, Kurt, you wrote quite a few books and probably signed your fair share of them. You're really going to do a little doodle in every one?
Stank Green does an anglerfish every time. And it's like, who has the time? Like,
apparently, Stank Green and Kurt Vonnegut.
Do you think when John Hancock was signing the Declaration of Independence, do you think he thought to himself, certainly this won't be the most notable thing that I do?
Yeah.
Certainly the pica of my signature won't
the kerning of my shit.
Do you think that when he went first, he thought this is going to be how big everyone signs up?
This is right there. Like, he did it first and he's like, let's go. And everybody's like, well, there's a lot of us, John.
Yeah.
I wish. Okay.
We all got to fucking fit in here, buddy.
You rude bitch.
Well, I just, it's a lot of us. I just assumed we'd all write this thing. You didn't even ask us. Why would you assume
that? Some simple math. You can see we can't all fit on there with this curtain.
And we only have one pot of ink, my dude. This is 1776. Are we supposed to pop down to Staples? Come on.
Hey, do y'all think it'd be pretty dope if, like, in Jurassic Park, we could bring John Hancock back? And then he was like looking around. He's like, damn, Hamilton's huge. But where's the John Hancock treatment? And then he saw, oh, fuck, wait, there is a movie called Hancock. I got to get down on this. And he goes and he watches it. And it's not what he wants it to be because it's like a Will Smith superhero romp.
He's like, I don't remember any of this.
I don't remember, dude. Any of it. I don't remember having superpowers, falling in love with Charlize Theron.
But I'm doing that right now, watching this
movie. I'll give it a shot.
Magnetic.
Underline your signature for emphasis. Whatever. Don't fucking do that.
No, don't do that. Unless
John Hancock did that.
Yes, if it's part of a letter, if you could do like an S at the end and then it goes shoo, right back across the back, like that, if it's included as part of a letter, I think that plays.
He does a tail off his K.
Let me look at this.
Which goes down in, and he does another H below his name.
Oh my God. Just to
like
let
he's
him
getting
know.
Ready to do a reprise of Hancock. And then he was like, all right, stop.
Hancock, too. So then there's about like eight different variations on ad flourishes. This one's amazing, though. This person in these images, by the way, is signing their name WikiHow, which is fun. Number six, add numbers or symbols to your signature.
Oh, like Kesha. Okay.
The symbols might include a team jersey number, a simple sketch, or a graduation year. If you associate a specific number or symbol with your identity, for instance, if you're well known for your role on a sports team, this may be a good way to publicly distinguish yourself from people with similar names.
It could also be a good called shot, though, if you're not distinguished as a sports team and you want to become so. Just start writing like Travis McElroy, number 25. And then people are like, what?
But then, like, you do train and you put in the work and you get drafted by the Eagles in the first round and you're like, this is a dream come true. And they're like, you're number 78. And you're like, oh, fuck. Can I be this one? Oh, sorry, man. This guy's already got this one. Shit. Can we trade? Is that something? What they've done in this picture, though, is they've written the number 23 just like above the word WikiHow, the signature WikiHow, which I'm pretty sure if you do that on, like, for instance, a check, the bank is going to say, this is invalid. You can't just, the numbers live on the check in very specific, we've made little homes for the numbers to live on in check, and you can't just go writing shit like that down willy-nilly.
I would also say, and I'm looking this up because I might be wrong, but number 23 is Michael Jordan, right? Like,
which is awesome, which is an awesome number to put down there.
But like, I know that, and I don't know anything about sports. So I think if you just want to start putting number 23 and people will be like, is that your number? And be like, nah, man, just big fan of Jordan. Jordan.
I hate, you know why I hate writing checks?
Why?
Because a lot of the time it's got the word 40 on there and I got to write the word 40. And it's like, it's a, like 6 or 7 minutes just like staring in his face, like trying to dig deep. Like, is that you in there or not? It's a tough one.
Oh my God, Justin. Okay. I thought you were saying because you are a 40-year-old man, is that you, Justin, inside the number? I wasn't even thinking about the spelling of the word 40, but yeah,
no,
man.
Sometimes you have to write the word and it's like, how do you spell 40?
I was right there with you, Griffin. I thought Justin was having an existential crisis every time he saw the number 40. I thought so too,
but that's...
No. I should have been more clear. Like, you have to write the for the kids that haven't written checks, because I know a lot of teens are not writing checks. You got to write the words of the numbers.
We have definitely talked about this on an episode of My Brother and Me Too. Because you guys
come on, you can't keep saying that because like that's not our job.
Yeah, that's true.
Right? Like that accountability is not our problem.
You know what? My least favorite part of writing checks is
What?
Miley Cyrus's favorite part of rain checks?
Miley Cyrus's favorite part of rain checks?
Probably signing them and cashing them, taking them to the big bank.
Where's my checkbook? You know what I mean? Like, where's the thing? I use it once
Billy
a
Ray.
Year.
Hey, Billy Ray. Billy Ray. Where's my checkbook?
Billy Ray.
God damn it, Billy Ray.
He probably calls him dad, don't you think? Like, no, I doubt dude. Miley
no
Cyrus
fucking
calls him
way.
Dad.
No way. No fucking no way.
Really?
Yeah, no way.
No way. No way. Maybe before he had that collab with Lil Nas X,
yeah,
right? And then, like, before that, it was probably dad. But he's like, no, honey, now I'm Billy Ray. I'm back.
I'm back. I think they just did a goof about me on Great British Bake Off. I'm back.
I bet Billy Ray was kind of pissed off that he couldn't translate that success into other, like, I got some other stuff in my catalog you guys are going to love. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I bet he just hates passively earning money all the time, Justin. Come on.
No, I mean, I'm sure that goes down
smooth. I think Billy Ray counts himself very lucky on days where he gets called Billy Ray in the household and not just like,
Miley's dad or...
Hey, dipshit. Hey, get me my checkbook, scum nut.
Hey, and that's the dog saying that to him. You know
actually,
what I mean?
Dog gets no
let's
respect.
Let's talk about Billy Ray Cyrus. Okay, he's from sort of our neighborhood, right? He's from Flatwoods, Kentucky. It's not too far from our neck of the woods. Billy Ray Cyrus has this Jimundo hit with Achy Breaky Heart, filmed at the Paramount Theater over Nashville, Kentucky.
Yeah.
If you've ever watched that video, it's right around here. So Billy Ray has this Jimundo hit, right? And it's like, he sorts of fade away, and everybody's like, well, that was a cool run with Billy Ray. I wonder what ever happened to that dude. He's like, oh, psych. My daughter's the most famous person on the planet.
Wait
like,
till you hear my
well,
new
release.
You
got
release.
Another swing at it, huh, Billy?
My daughter. Oh.
My daughter's the most famous person on the planet. And we're like, so Billy Ray's back? Oh, he's on Hannah Montana. He's back. And then just when it starts to ebb, he's back in like the biggest song on the planet.
Right.
This dude, we keep putting him back at bat. It's wild how he just keeps like finding his way.
Yes, you have summoned Lucifer. Oh, hey, Billy Ray. Yeah, okay. You want to sell your soul again? Oh, man. Again? I don't know. It's been like five times, dude. Like, I don't know if we can keep making this deal, my man. All right. Yeah. You got it. You want to be on Dr. Quinn Medicine Woman? Okay. Yeah, sure.
Are you sure? Okay.
Just sign here in blood, man. Yeah, you got it. Oh, okay.
Hey, Trav, but it's not Billy Ray Cyrus and Dr. Quinn Medicine Woman. It's just a guy that looks like him.
Are you sure? He was on something.
He's 100%. It looks a lot like
him. Hold on.
No, you're thinking of Doc.
Doc, thank you. Yes.
The series where it's a fantasy series where Billy Ray Cyrus plays a doctor.
Right. Yes. You can see how I get this confused though, right?
Yeah.
I assume there's some kind of crossover there. They probably had a crossover episode like in Crisis on Infinite Earths.
When they made that show, I mean, there had to be an episode where somebody's like, this guy's heart is fucked up. And Billy Ray just starts sweating. Like, oh, shit. They're going to make me do it. They're going to make me do it.
They're going to make me say it.
His heart's really, really, really fucked up, man. Doctor, something's wrong with it.
I don't know.
It's by all our medical measurements. His heart seems fine, but it's really fucked up, Dr. Billy Ray Cyrus.
I've got aches. And you might call it a break.
Okay.
Doc is a young Christian bachelor from the mountains of Montana who brings his small town values and ideology to an environment that seems to lack familiarity with them.
So he definitely did that show and said, Montana.
Alrighty. Wikipedia getting a little judgy.
Yeah, this small town doctor from real America. Thanks, Wiki.
Hey, man, Montana's a great name. You guys ever think about,
let's take a quick break and head on over to the Money Zone.
It's better with you.
Squarespace.
Mm-hmm.
We've talked about it so many times, you guys, and I don't even know what they do. Yeah,
we should really pay attention to the ad. We just read it. Like, it doesn't, we don't think about it, you know?
All this stuff is scripted. Like, it's all, every single word we say.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the Money Zone is kind of my chance to just really check out and think about, like, how's the show going so far? Like, what could I do to improve in the second half? This is kind of our halftime. So, like, when I say that, like, with Squarespace, you can make a beautiful website, what's that even mean? You know what I mean?
I don't know.
Like, you can showcase your work on this beautiful website. What are these words that I'm saying? Sell products? and services of all kind promote your physical or online business? Is it a physical business like a gym where you get physical? I don't even know.
No one knows.
Right? Apparently, Squarespace gives you beautiful, customizable templates created by world-class designers. What's a designer? Okay.
Right? That sounds great.
Is it designer? I don't know these words. Everything optimized for mobile right out of the box. Apparently it comes in a box, which is pretty cool. Your cat can play in it. Analytics to help you grow in real time. I like growing. I'm getting bigger every day, is what the doctor says. They've got free and secure hosting and nothing to patch or upgrade ever unless you want to put cool patches on your jean jacket, I suppose. So go to squarespace.com/mybrother for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, use the offer code mybrother, all one word, to save 10%. How much is that? Don't know. Off your first purchase of a website or domain. Squarespace. It's a thing.
It's a thing. It's real. Stamps.com is also sponsoring us this week. They have everything that you need to make a piece of paper go from one end of the country to the other fucking end of the country.
What?
Yeah. And that's something you do a lot if you do a small business, because there's sometimes shit's got to go places and you can't walk it there. So Stamps.com is like a weapon that you use to harness the incredible power of the U.S. Postal Service, okay, and UPS, other places. You can just print that freaking shit right from your computer.
And it's incredible.
It's amazing. And I don't care if you're sending office, like office invoices or Etsy business tools, or if you have a warehouse even full of stuff. Yeah, then Stamps.com makes your life easier. You just need a computer and a standard printer. No special supplies or equipment. And also, you can get exclusive discounts on postage and shipping from USPS and UPS.
Now, Griffin, does it say, because I bought the warehouse, and it was full of stuff, and yeah, I didn't know that when I bought it. I thought it was a big, empty warehouse that I could, like, run around in and just,
and do,
like,
yeah, and play freeze tag and shit.
Yeah, paintball fights and stuff. And now I just got, it's crates and crates of Minion dolls, and I have no, not even stuffed. These are like anatomically
like
correct.
Like figures.
Yeah, yeah, like 9-inch plastic, hard plastic, and they don't move. There's no points of articulation, and I don't,
now, when
and
you
the clothes
say
are
anatomic,
sold separate. Yeah, yeah.
And this is, again, folks, completely scripted.
Yeah.
That Stamps wanted us to say this next part. Travis, when you say anatomically correct Minion dolls,
yeah,
what does that mean specifically?
Like,
and read it right off the script?
Okay, it shows the banana.
Fuck, that sucks. This show sucks now. It used to be, and this is still in the script, I fucking hate that Stamps made us say this part, but it used to be something.
Why? I don't understand why Stamps made us denigrate our own podcast.
No, it says here we're a bunch of silly doo-doo boys. Oh, well.
I'm a silly doo-doo.
Man, Travis, there's actually four dudes.
Oh, yeah.
If you read.
Doo-doo-doo boy.
And then it says it just to say, and then can we stop reading the script for a second?
No, you have to finish it or the spell won't work. Yeah. Or we won't be free from this black candle.
We'll be locked in the ether realm for all time. All right.
So save,
set us free.
Save time and money with stamps.com. There's no risk. And with my promo code, my brother, you get a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus free postage and a digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage and type my brother. That's stamps.com, promo code my brother. Stamps.com, never go to the post office again.
Hey folks, it's me, James Arthur M., host of Minority Corner, your home through these wild times for weekly doses of pop culture, history, news, nerdy stuff, and more through a BIPOC queer and allied lens. Sexy ass from Moonlight, who was in the third act of Moonlight, Trevante Rhodes, who was like, I'm all grown up and I work and I work out. Yeah, I do.
Let me have a case.
This is just, you know what, it's been a long pandemic, girl. What are you doing now to deconstruct this system?
He basically did a covert genocide of black people.
So join me and some of your new BFFs every Friday here on Maximum Fun to stay informed, empowered, and have some fun. Minority Corner, because together, we're the majority.
Let's see. I live in Denver, Colorado. The air up here is very thin and dry due to the city's elevation. As a consequence, my skin is always super dry. Every winter, I look forward to getting cracked bloody knuckles. Ugh. Why do you look anytime a stiff breeze rolls through? Because of this, I always carry small portable bottle of lotion in my backpack anywhere I go. And every single time I bust it out to reapply lotion on my knuckles or face, someone has to make a joke about why a guy in his 20s would actually have lotion on hand. Wow, you're so horny.
In the workplace?
Wow, you're so horny. You can't even wait until you get up from work. Jeez, man.
Anyways, that'll be $14.95.
More like jizz, man. I am getting pretty sick of hearing the same joke over and over and over again. Brothers, is there any way I can make the joke stop? Are there any witty responses I should be using? Or do I need to accept my fate and prepare myself for a lifetime of jokes about where the lotion is being applied? That's for moisturizing, not masturbating in the Mile High City.
Love Denver.
Love it. Denver.
Oh. Had a great show out.
Had a big, oh, that time.
Big Blucifer. Big scary.
Nice. Blucifer is a nice, nice people. Oh my God.
Snowboarding. Super nice. Snowboarding. People. Jump ramps.
Love it. Everybody masturbating everywhere.
It sucks that it's 2021 and everybody's moisturizing.
Yeah.
And it seems like the people who are doing this to you are the ones who deserve derision. Correct. And not you, because I think we've all realized that it's tough out here, so why not keep it like wet?
Keep it wet.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Why not put that lotion on it and feel better for how it feel moisturizing good for it?
The problem here, question asker, is you can really only deal with this one person at a time. Like, yeah. Unless you get some kind of grapevine going where it's like, hey, don't make that joke to Jim, man. He's sick of it. Yeah, you're going to have to do this one person at a time. But I'll give you the response that I think would work best. Justin, can you please say the prompt to me?
The one that's outlined here?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow, you're so horny. You can't even wait until you get up from work. Jizz, man.
What do you mean?
Like, you use the cream to masturbate?
Wait, what?
It's a joke.
Wait, what?
Yeah, it's a joke about how you can use cream for a better masturbation experience. No one actually does it, I don't think, but it is a fun joke from high school.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, well, you see, you have cream and you use it to squeeze your part until the until the jizz comes out from the good feeling.
Are you making this up?
No, no, no. It's a popular joke. Here, come here. Let me open my computer. Here, I'll show you some of the different things about it. You see now? I'm surprised you haven't heard about this.
I just don't follow.
Oh, okay. Well, see, what happens is you use the lotion on your, I believe in some nations it's called a tallywhacker.
Uh-huh.
And you use the lotion on there to help the jizz come better.
But why?
Oh, well, it's supposed to be a better feeling. I don't know. I've never tried it myself, but it's sort of a fun joke.
And freeze. Has this ever happened to you? Hi, everyone. It's me, Dr. Anthony Fauci. We pretty much polished off the COVID stuff, and so now I moved on to another subject that's dear and dear to my heart, and that's using the lotion for when you touch it good to make the stuff come out. I'm a doctor, and I've been studying my whole life about this one very cool thing, which is why
the COVID
thing
was kind of a hobby.
It's pretty weird that I got called up.
He was so mad about COVID.
It's weird I got called up for this other thing. And I, the whole time, I tried to hint that this was a nasty thing that I liked a lot during my many press conferences. But people then got pretty pissed off at me, and they don't know that I'm a good time guy. Anyway, when you touch it to make it feel good, the lotion even is better for you. And just think about it.
The man has suffered enough. You can't put him through this.
Just let him have his good times.
Just let him have
it. No, because if we say it for long enough on the show, then it becomes canon in this weird sort of splinter reality we've created. And then anytime anybody talks about Fauci, it's going to be like my wife's going to talk about Fauci and people be like, he's that guy that loves the lotion.
You put the lotion on it when you touch it, it makes it feel better.
Damn it.
It's me, Dr. Fauci again. It makes it feel like the real deal. And that's awesome to me. Make it feel like the real deal with Dr. Fauci's goo.
Goo. It's just called Fauci goo.
Is he selling a brand of it or is this a public service?
It's both, Justin.
It's like how sometimes there's just commercials for beef.
Yeah.
And all the beef people get together and it's like, eat beef, y'all. Get it.
Nobody's eating beef.
Hey, we need to get people to talk about milk. How are we going to talk about milk?
Yeah. Okay, so I'm sorry about that, Dr. Fauci. I don't know how to solve this problem. I keep a bottle of lotion next to the bed, and my wife has been calling it my spank lube for 12 years. There's nothing I can do about it. I can't stop. No matter how many times I'm like, it's not funny anymore, honey. She keeps going with it, and there's nothing to be done at this point.
Someone, you pull out your lotion to put in your hands, and they're like, oh, you're so horny, use that lotion to masturbate. And you say, I don't use this lotion to masturbate. And then you pull out a second bottle, and you go, use this lotion to masturbate. It's way cheaper.
That's not a masturbation lotion. This is a masturbation lotion.
This is hand lotion. It's like $20 a bottle. This, it's like 50 cents for like 2 gallons, my man. And it gets the job done. It's Dr. Fauci's game.
I gotta buy them bulk.
Yeah, I masturbate so much. I go through gallons of this. Where are you going? Come back.
I've had a cat for about 4 years now, and nobody in my family gets her presents. This seemed normal until my mom got a puppy and my brother got a girlfriend with a dog. Wow, we really gotta get some other commas in here or something to help me decode this one.
Yep.
Okay, so nobody in my family gets their presents. That seemed normal until my mom got a puppy and my brother got a girlfriend with a dog is like really fucking me up right now. And I know we're just having a lot of fun. I can't parse
it. It makes complete sense.
Yeah.
He used a dog to get a girlfriend.
No, he got a girlfriend and the girlfriend has a dog. I think.
I don't think that's right.
Maybe the mom getting a puppy somehow led to my mom got a puppy, and so, to one up her, my brother got a girlfriend with a dog. Take that, mom.
Okay. English is not specific. Moving on. Now, everyone in my family gets the dogs presents for gift-giving holidays, but still never gets my cat anything.
Yeah.
I feel like my cat is being left out and isn't considered a member of the family, despite being around the longest. How do I get my family to start buying my cat's presents? That's from Cat Friend in Chicago.
You probably can't.
Yeah, I own two dogs and a cat. I've had the cat longer. So, that said, dogs are inherently doofy and silly boys, even though mine are two girls. And they, when they get presents, they lose it, right? You give a dog a chew toy or a bone or something, and you're like God showering manna upon the people, right? You give a cat a present, they'll look at it and then walk away. Maybe they'll play with it when you're not in the room, but they're not going to show you any kind of excitement when you give it to them. Like, that doesn't happen. It's not satisfying to give a cat a present.
They don't give it.
Really don't.
I got my cat. It's funny. My cat's been crying a lot. My cat Amelia's been crying a lot, so I'm trying to cheer her up by getting her some new stuff to interact with around the house. And I got her this little, like, it's not little, it's like a crinkly tunnel.
Nice.
With a bed in the middle. Cool. It's pretty big. I mean, it's pretty big. It's not inconsiderable. And I put it out a while ago and I realized, like, I've never seen her do that, like be in it or on it.
Yeah.
And it occurred to me, like, this is art.
Oh, it's a piece now. I mean,
now it's just a piece, right? Now it's just an installation. If I had a dog, I bet I could tell the dog, like, can you please interact
with this? Oh, yes. Absolutely.
Please.
If you wiggle
I really got egg on my face on this.
If you wiggle something near a dog, they're like, oh, okay, gotcha. I'm right on that, man. The number of times that I've held something up to my cat and I've realized after a couple seconds, like, I look like an idiot. Like, the cat is just staring at me like, I know what you want. Don't get it twisted. I know you want me to play with that thing. I'm not interested in that, man. And like, I don't know what to tell you, dude. We're at an impasse here. I'm just saying that my cat is way cooler than me.
Real stinker. Sounds like.
No, I love her so much. It's just like, she's too good for me. I don't deserve her.
I just don't have pets. And so I feel like this is excluding me. Because I don't really have anything to say.
I'm sorry.
I don't have anything to say about it because
you have kids and they're kind of like pets, right?
Yeah.
I don't like my cat.
Yeah, right? I like one of my dogs a lot more than the other one. And I think they know.
I mean, I don't have pets, but I feel like that's the kind of thing when you say it, people don't like it.
No, listen, I love them both. I just love one a lot more.
That makes sense. That's perfect. Just like
kids. Just like kids. Just like brothers.
I don't know. Cats are doing their own thing. Cats also, like, dogs don't have a movie about them by Andrew Lloyd Webber. So
All Dogs Go to Heaven. Gosh. There's, what's the?
Not by Andrew Lloyd Webber.
Okay. If you're saying specifically, Dogs Don't Have a Movie by Andrew Lloyd Webber, I can't argue with you there.
Good.
I could argue that.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, they do. Dogs have a badass movie by Andrew Lloyd Webber.
What's it called?
Dogs. You think he made one called Cats, and then he was like, time to make one for dogs, and he was like, Mr. Fluffer's Magic Day at the City. No, he called it fucking Dogs.
I guarantee many worse comedy people than us have been like, what if he did a musical about dogs?
Right, and that's it's our turn.
A little something.
It's our turn.
Yeah, I don't want this at bat. I want to just move on and help other people.
I bet I could take a good swing.
I don't want to do one of
it. I think I could crank it out of the park.
Slam dunk a song from Dogs. I think that's
can you just sing one song from Dogs?
Sure.
Look,
thanks, Griff.
Okay, here we go.
All my beautiful bones, God, why have you forsaken me? My bones, they, these bones of mine.
Wait.
Oh, no. In the city.
Oh, whoa.
My beautiful bones in the city. When the night and the moon, who am I?
What? Whoa!
Oh, God!
That's the opening song of Dogs.
Mr. Lloyd Webber, I have a quick question. Was it the dog's bones for chewing? Andrew Lloyd Webber. Is it about the bones that he's been chewing or like the bones in his body?
Thanks, Travis. It's like, that's the fucking thing. Duh.
You found the art.
Oh, I see.
That's the art part of it.
Because dogs like bones, but it's also a part of them. Thank you, Travis, for listening and having basic sort of art appreciation skills.
We've been like chugging through so quickly that I wanted to take a quick moment to tell us a quick story.
Oh, thank God. We've been so laser focused up to this point.
Yeah,
this
is what I'm saying.
So our daddy,
Clint
McElroy, you might know him from radio or The Adventure Zone or 40 years of outstanding, like top of the heap morning radio here in the Tri-State
area. Also community service. You know, he's out there.
Community service. He's on the Huntington Wall of Fame. Like, you know him. So he was not feeling well, and his wife, Carol, who like considers these things, texts to say, your dad just texted Sydney, actually, and said Clint had to go to the doctor to get tested because he was feeling sick.
Because of his old bones.
Because the doctor said to him that it was they suspected either a strep throat, you know, like everybody gets 14 times when they're in middle school, or the novel coronavirus, which has been such a
real
problem
pain in
for
the keister.
Oh, yeah, that's the one.
Yeah, that's the one. So I'm on pins and needles.
Over here.
You know, like, oh my gosh, when will my dad know something? So maybe 6 or 7 hours go by. It's getting towards the evening, and I'm like,
I gotta just see what's going on because I'm losing my mind over here. I text the guy. I'm like, Dad, did you ever hear anything about your tests? And he says,
spoiler alert, just to jump ahead so no one's worried.
That's fine. Okay. This is verbatim. Have you heard anything about your tests? He texts back, on phone now, hang on, negative. And I say, ugh, what a relief. I'll let Sid know. And Dad said, I know. Thanks for checking on me. Now, what would you, listener, think that my dad meant? I'll give you a hint. Because the 24 hours later, the next evening, I'm having dinner with my family. My other family. My wife's family. I get a text from my dad to me and Travis and Griffin that said, negative on my COVID test. Now, boys, I do want to ask, did Dad communicate to you before this that he was being tested for the novel coronavirus?
Only when I FaceTimed him 15 minutes before he sent this text message.
I haven't spoken to Dad in weeks.
Yeah. Weeks, yeah. Negative on my COVID test. I said, Dad told me yesterday, but I cared enough to
which
call
him. Which
was
an awesome flex.
Yeah. And then Dad said, that was the strep mm-hmm. test. I just got COVID results. Yeah. Now, my dad, Clint McElroy, told me, I said, have you heard anything about your tests for COVID and strep? And he just says negative.
He hasn't heard anything about both, Justin.
Duh.
No, my friend. On phone now. Yeah. Negative.
Okay.
And then I said, what a relief.
And he probably thought, like, what a whack thing
God,
to say.
Dad, I was so worried that you had strep throat. I was so worried you'll have to eat popsicles for a day. I was so worried about your strep throat.
I don't know why we're litigating this on the air. I mean,
I sent the boys a screenshot.
It's bogus.
Because I couldn't believe. Now, on the one hand, like, I guess I'm kind of jazzed that I didn't have to worry about my dad having COVID for a whole day.
Oh.
That I kind of appreciated, but it was non-intentional.
Yeah, I just don't worry about anything, ever.
Oh, that's a good way. Don't worry, be happy,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, man. It works.
It's a secret.
You guys ever tried it? Just like, everybody at home, try this. Next time you start to worry about something, just don't. Just don't.
Do something else instead.
Yeah, just turn it off. Just tune out, you know?
Tune out, tune in.
I bet it's like, can you imagine, being worried and concerned and anxious is like a part of everyday life, especially. Can you imagine being Bobby McFerrin in the last 5 years? Like,
yeah.
Any hint of it, right? Really?
We need you more than ever, Bobby. Please put out.
Well, like if Bobby's like, I don't know about the state of the world, guys. I'm starting to. Everyone like turns, looks at him like, Bobby?
You?
No, not you. No.
Please.
No, not like this.
Thank you so much for listening to our podcast. It's called My Brother, and Me. Hey, did you miss our live show? It went really well from what I could gauge from the audience response, but you can still watch it. It's you got 2 weeks of access. If you go to bit.ly/MBMBAM virtual, you can watch and enjoy a Sawbones live show where we try to rebrand vaccines as a TikTok wellness trend, and the My Brother, Me show, featuring Richard Stank and some of our other great bits.
And thank you to everybody who watched and was tweeting about it. And it was, you got us trending up there, and it made it feel like a shared experience, like a regular old live show. Really appreciate that.
It was nice.
It was nice.
I really
liked it. Also wanted everyone to know, if you were a fan of mine and Teresa's Great British Bake Off watch along show, Bake On, we have started a new season of it to go with the new season of Great British Bake Off. So it's up now in your podcatchers. If you search for Bake On, you should be able to find it. And we're going to try to keep that going on a regular basis. So if you enjoyed that, check it out. Also, thank you to Rachel, our editor, for My Brother, My Brother and Me and a bunch of other of our shows. Couldn't do it without Rachel. Thank you, Rachel.
Thank you, Rachel, for your continued excellent work and patience. As we say, just a bunch of bogus stuff that definitely hits that cutting room floor. I imagine you could like snowboard down all the celluloid that's on the floor. Hey, thank you to Montaigne for the use for a theme song, My Life is Better With You. That track's out there. That track's circulating. I've seen it on a lot of the top torrent sites.
Yeah. It's all over Napster and LimeWire.
It's all over Napster. A lot of people seeding this one. So catch it. The video is so good and fun. And yeah.
If you haven't yet, MacRayMerch.com, go check out all the cool stuff there, but especially the pin of the month, because you've only got a couple days left to get that.
Hurry.
And the proceeds from that benefit the World Central Kitchen.
Hey, should we wrap it up with our final Yahoo?
Yeah, Griffin, what's the final Yahoo that you have?
Yeah, do it.
This one was sent in by Rand Paul.
Okay.
Rand Paul?
Wait,
are
the
you
same
sure
one?
About that?
I swear to God, it's Rand Paul sent
and it's just for legal purposes. Do you want to clarify that it's not the one?
No,
from
it
politics?
Is the one from politics.
Oh boy. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, the one who says all this stuff.
Oh all wow. Right. Okay. Yeah. That's
wild. All right.
He just sent it in. He didn't ask it. Oh no! Wait. Yeah, he did. Shit. He did that. He sent it in and asked it. That seems weird. Okay. I don't think you should be able to do that. Where you're like.
Seems legally dicey to say that.
It seems weird to, no, it's not legally dicey. It just seems weird that he's like, hey, check out this great Yahoo I wrote. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Anyway, Rand Paul asks, what did he fucking ask? Shoot.
Isn't it on your screen?
It should be right there because you read the other information.
Google does this thing now where it auto-translates everything on the page to
what?
Random languages every time.
Oh.
I'll run it back through Google Translate Converter and see what it gets out of it. Okay. Hello.
We introduced himself.
Does anyone know what to do? Hi. It's me, Rand Paul.
Okay.
Sure. Yeah.
Once upon a time, I misspelled my name and left off the Y at the end. And it's been so long, I do not know how to go back and fix this. Can anyone please help me? Just start calling me Randy Paul and try to get this spreading all around the world. I really need your help on this one. I promise I'll be better. I think Randy Paul would be a better guy. I think Randy Paul has more to give this world than I do. Please, please, please only refer to me as Randy Paul from now on. Thank you. God bless you and God bless America.
My name is Justin
McElroy. I'm Travis McElroy.
I'm Griffin McElroy.
This has been my brother be. Kiss your dad, square on the lips.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned. Audience supported.